What up, though, y'all? What up, though? What up, though? We are back once again.
What's up?
I know it's been a little bit of time. It's been a few weeks. We were taking our little hiatus, spring break type vibes. Obviously, there's not a ton going on as far as news, so we didn't want to overload y'all with any information, kind of give y'all a break a little bit, but we are back. Obviously, the NFL draft and, you know, some free agency stuff is still going on, so we'll jump in and talk about some of those things. But just so y'all know, of course, Lions 411, CB will let y'all know where y'all can check us out at, but pretty much anywhere you can find any kind of podcast. Of course, my name is King Keith. Y'all can follow me, _ Dr. King's Dream on Twitter, Instagram, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. I'm going to pass it over to my co-host.
What up, world? It's your girl, CB. We are back. You can follow us, like King Keith said, anywhere you get your podcast. You can follow us on Spotify, TikTok, YouTube. Yeah, pretty much Amazon Music, Lions 411 podcast. So yeah, we are back. Just kind of was waiting a couple weeks trying to see some events happening, trying to see if some more news and things of that nature will happen. But the draft is a couple weeks away, so we need to get into it a little bit. Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Obviously, when it comes to the draft, there are only so many options that I think people are looking at for the Lions, which the Lions could do anything. We all know how Brad Holmes is. He'll move up and grab a speedy receiver. He'll move down and grab an extra corner. He'll do whatever he feels like fits the team best. And at this point, seeing how he drafts, it's kind of just a wait-and-see approach because you kind of trust his ability to identify players. With that being said, obviously people still have our critiques and we are intrigued or interested to see what the Lions do in the draft. But again, looking at the options of what people are expecting at least for the Lions to do, it's really only two kind of sides of the ball that people see, either in the trenches on the offensive line or in the trenches of the defensive line. There's some good value as far as wide receivers and all different other kind of things. Corners, kind of a deep corner draft as well. But there are some names that I think that we see the Lions kind of being linked to. See some people in their range. CB, just in general, what do you think, just as a position or an area, is something that you like to see the Lions address in the draft?
Well, I would. Okay, so this is interesting. I would definitely say maybe an edge rush, but I feel that maybe they're going to go with the offensive line, I think. But yeah, I would definitely like to see an edge rush because I know McNeil is, I don't know if he's hurt or he's healing, whatever the case may be. But if Hutcherson comes back, we can have somebody on the other side. If we don't have, I guess, Za'Darius Smith, I know there were talks of saying about maybe talking to him, trying to re-sign him, but I definitely feel that maybe we need an edge rush on the opposite side of Aiden Hutcherson. I also think maybe second round. I mean, I guess we can stand to get another receiver. Obviously, offensive line, because our offensive line, I mean, they're not young, but they're not old. So I'm going to say edge rush.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be inclined to agree pretty much with everything you said. I think the Lions need an edge rusher. I don't know what that looks like, if it's a veteran, if it's a rookie. I prefer that it be both options, honestly. Drafting a rookie that can kind of play rotationally, but also maybe signing a Za'Darius Smith or somebody of that vein, somebody that you can expect to come in and at least give you, like, I don't know, 6 to 8 sacks, decent amount of pressures. Somebody that just won't be a liability on the opposite side of Aiden Hutchinson. But there are some guys in this draft. It is a pretty, I don't want to say loaded edge rusher draft, but it kind of is a bit of a loaded edge rusher draft, or at least a defensive line draft. And there are a lot of guys kind of at the top. Abdul Carter, Mason Graham are some names that come to mind. Those guys just won't be available when the Lions pick. They'll probably go top. Carter might go top 3. And I'd be surprised if Mason Graham falls out of the top 12 to 15 players. But there are some guys that I do find interesting. James Pierce is one name, which he's been a name for, it feels like, a couple years now. He produced again last year for the Tennessee Volunteers. He had 17 and a half sacks, I believe, last year, which is extremely impressive. But, you know, a lot of people are like, well, did the Lions value a player that necessarily puts up the gaudy sack numbers, or are they looking for somebody that's a little bit more well-rounded? Because Pierce isn't a guy that I don't think is necessarily well known to be good in a run game. He might be fine in a run game, but I think that the Lions may be looking for a more well-rounded person at the same time. So there's Mike Green from Marshall, who kind of seems to be shooting the draft boards. He has some character issues, though. I don't think that the Lions are going to look into anybody that has any kind of flaws, or not flaws, but like personality issues or anything like that, any cases or issues that have kind of come up. So
there probably are not. Things.
Yeah. It's just kind of not their style. The Lions tend to draft guys that are high character, team captains even, guys that are very much like first guy in, last guy out type of people. Does that mean that's everybody? No, of course not. Not everybody on the team has that mentality, but if they're going to invest the first round pick, they got to believe that you're at least solid as a character. And so in Mel Kiper's mock draft, most recent mock draft, I believe he had the Lions taken, and I'm struggling with this last name. I'm trying to pronounce it. Donovan Ezeraku, I believe his name is. Another player who, again, extremely productive at Boston College, has 16 and a half sacks. Not, again, known for his play in the run game, but is fine in the run game. I think that somebody like that could be a target, or somebody like Gray Zabel, I believe his name is.
That's what I got.
Yeah, an offensive lineman, a guy that is highly thought of and just as a player would be ranked really high. But offensive lineman, just if, especially if you're an interior guy, just kind of don't have the value, I'd say, of somebody that's going to go high. Same thing with like a safety. Safeties typically don't go very high regardless of how good or bad they are, just because teams don't see the value necessarily. So I think that somebody like that, Josiah Stewart is a name that's come up, but I think he's more of a second round guy for Michigan. I'm a Michigan guy, so I love to see any of those Michigan guys on the defensive line.
You know.
Kenneth Grant. Kenneth Grant is another one from that Michigan line where he can play all over the interior. Very productive player. So there are quite a few names. I'm not sure if there's any other names you want to throw out there.
I would say maybe say Alabama, Tyler Booker, offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Gray Zabel. Yeah. Kenneth Grant, U of M. Yeah. Pretty much the names I got. Pretty much the names I got that you got. But I do have a burning question. What do you think? Should the Lions trade up? Should we move up? Should we stay? Or should we drop down to the second round?
I personally would not move up. I don't see a player in the Lions range that would be worth moving up for. Again, I think of like Abdul Carter, Mason Graham, like those kind of guys that are like elite names. The Lions would have to go too far to get those kind of guys. They're picking what, 28, I want to say?
Yep, 28.
Yeah, I don't think that they're worth going up very high for, because again, those guys are probably top 10 guys. When you look at the guys who are like in the next area, I know Jalen Walker is a guy that's getting a lot of love. He'd be a good pick, but I don't think that he's worth like selling a farm for. Shamar Stewart is another name that's coming up from Texas A&M. Very talented, physically gifted. His relative athletic score was like a 10 out of 10 on their scale. So like very athletically gifted guy, but only had 4.5 sacks last year. So production kind of not matching the physical attributes quite yet. But there are a lot of guys that I think will be in the range of their pick that will fit what they're looking for. It looks like the draft board might fall perfectly for them. I don't think trading up makes a lot of sense. Trading down if you get value, sure. But like if one of these guys is on the board, I just go up and take them. Whoever is the highest rated guy that you got.
I'm going to say I think we should stay at 28. I think, you know, obviously we didn't win the Super Bowl and we lost in the playoffs. But being with our record and our offense and defense, what we have put together so far, and Brad Holmes, I do trust. Shout out to Brad Holmes. But I think we still are a very strong team offensively and defensively. So I'm fine with 28. With 28.
Yeah, I'd agree. Even looking at these rookies, like who out of these guys that we're naming will come in and be an automatic starter? Like pretty much nobody on the offensive side of the ball. There's no openings on the offensive side of the ball. The offensive line is getting a little bit older on the left side. So maybe a guy could come in next year or maybe fill in for injury this year. But like there's no space for anybody to come in and start. Therefore, I'm like, how much are you willing to give up for somebody? And even on the defensive side of the ball, Linebackers set. Corners, we got guys. Safeties, we got guys. Really kind of edge and maybe an interior guy, but even then, we got a lot of guys on the interior that could rotate in next to Reader. Whether it's Josh Pascal, Onzerike. I found Mekhi Wingo extremely impressive in certain stints last year. They signed Roy Lopez as well from the Cardinals this offseason. Like, I think they got guys on the interior. I think edge is probably the only spot that if they drafted somebody that they could maybe start the season as a starter. Other than that, there's no starting roles open on this Lions team. They are very much like set to go with who they have. So
I'm happy with our team. I still think we're one of the best teams in the field. So
I agree. I think if you could get a reliable pass rush outside of Aiden Hutchinson, like I felt like last year, I mean, I felt like they were the best team last year with Aiden Hutchinson. When he went down, it was a little bit shakier, but they performed like the best team in the league where Aiden Hutchinson was on the field. So I think this team is good. I just think adding a little bit more behind Aiden Hutchinson in case, you know, again, something happens to him, you don't just kind of tank with the pass rush like how they did at certain points. So, I don't think that there's anybody worth selling a farm for to just go up and we got to have them. Like, this isn't a team where, you know, you got to go get the Jahmyr Gibbs or the Jameson Williams. You got those guys already. You don't have to trade up to get them.
Okay. I definitely agree. And my other question. So, with the Lions and the draft coming up, do you anticipate any surprises draft-wise?
Yeah, because it's Brad Holmes. I do think there'll be
I was just about to say that. I'm like, Brad Holmes got something in store for us, man.
Yeah, looking at the Lions, I think if I could see a surprise in any area, I'm thinking maybe the tight end position is an area where I could see the Lions taking a guy in like the second round where somebody's not expecting that. Obviously, we got Sam LaPorta. Sam LaPorta's fantastic. He has been a little bit injury prone. I don't think the Lions are going to trade Sam LaPorta or anything like that. But even if a Colston Loveland is to fall in the first round to the Lions, again, as a Michigan fan, like, Colston Loveland was literally our offense last year. Horrible quarterback play, all that, and he still was really good. Harold Fannin from Bowling Green, like, there's a lot of talented tight ends in this draft. I could see the Lions taking a position like that a lot higher than people expect. Maybe a running back, who knows? Like, they might take somebody that they just feel like that value is too good to pass up. So I'd be surprised if they don't make a pick that at least throws people a little bit off within the first three rounds.
Yeah, the only thing about the draft, that's why I'm like, well, wanted to wait a couple of weeks for the episode because the draft is so hard to predict. Obviously, with you got the mock drafts, but when you do everybody's mock draft and you read everybody's mock draft, it's different players that they got the Lions selecting. So, I mean, we really don't know per se. I mean, it is all speculation, you know, for purposes of the episode, we got to speculate for a pick, but it's kind of hard to say. I mean, they were even floating around maybe later on drafting a wide receiver.
Yeah. And like you said, all this stuff is for fun. It's for entertainment. But at the end of the day, they're going to pick who they pick. And then we'll go into analyzing exactly why they did that and what that person brings afterward. This rest of this stuff is all guesswork. We have no clue. The Lions could trade three first round picks and go up and get Abdul Carter and be like, this is the guy that's going to help us get to the Super Bowl. Who knows? We have no idea what the hell the Lions are going to do. But it's all for fun. It's all fun and games. That's all. Even like you said, a wide receiver, like you got J-Mo, you got St. Brown, but like even with J-Mo, eventually you're gonna have to pay him. Do the Lions want to pay him a lot of money? They'll probably pick up his fifth year option. But at that point, you know, if he performs progressively better going from last season where he was already really good, he could be a guy that commands close to $30 million. Do you want to pay two wide receivers $30 million? Like, there's a lot of stuff to consider. They could take a
wide I don't see why not.
Well, having wide receivers take up so much of your cap space, you kind of end up like the Cincinnati Bengals with the 32nd ranked defense, really the 33rd ranked defense. That's how bad they are. So,
but we got Hutch. We still got some decent defensive pieces. Now, will we be able to keep them and pay them? Okay, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe not.
Yeah, you don't want to tie too much money into one position. If it's going to be any position, you want it to be a group that's like transformational, which to me is really just quarterback, offensive line, defensive line. Those are the only areas that I'd put a lot of money into. With wide receivers, like, You gotta be smart. You gotta be smart. And I love J-Mo. J-Mo's probably my favorite player on the Lions, but I could see for all intents and purposes, the Lions taking a wide receiver that they feel like is talented and in a couple of years could take over as a cheaper option. So yeah, just throwing that out there as like a surprise thing. I'm not saying that they should be looking to do anything like that, but Brad Holmes is always looking to the future.
Right. They're floating that guy out of, what is it, Tennessee? Wide receiver?
Big guy, real fast.
Yeah. Dante Thornton? Dante?
Yeah. Another guy that, you know, a project, big, fast, deep threat kind of player. Didn't show a lot at Tennessee. Tennessee's offense is a little unorthodox, but yeah, he could be a guy.
Yeah, we definitely gonna see. We definitely gonna keep you wrapped up with the draft, people. But hey, it's all speculation at this point.
Yeah, and speaking about the wide receivers, talking about people who have to cover the wide receivers, I think we talked a little bit about DJ Reed, but just in general, how are you feeling about the Lions' cornerback room going into this season?
That's a good question. I mean, obviously we lost Carlton Davis, mm-hmm. but we got DJ Reader. So, and I know Ennis Rakestraw, I kind of want to see him play. I kind of want to see how he is. I believe he had an injury, but I think Terrion's going to continue to do good. Obviously, Amik Robinson, I mean, he's technically not the corner, but I know Amik Robinson can fill in. DJ Reader, of course, he got, you know, Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch, but what we pretty much produced last season for right now. Now, I don't know if we're going to go grab somebody else, but I think what we produced last season, I could see it still being the same.
Yeah, I could see the same. I think DJ Reader can come in and do everything Carlton Davis did, but I think that he's more likely to stay on the field. Carlton Davis has always been an injury prone guy, unfortunately.
Because he plays slot or outside?
Davis or Reader?
Reader.
Reader plays primarily outside now, but outside. He can play the slot as well. Kind of like Amik Robertson, where he can do both.
But he's man coverage.
Yeah, very much man. A man coverage kind of player. Can play zones and all that kind of stuff. I think the Jets kind of run a zone, not a zone, but like a man slash cover three kind of mix there, which I think will fit in pretty well with the Lions. So, I feel good about him producing what Carlton Davis can produce, but staying on the field longer. I think the question is if Terrion Arnold improves, because that second, third year jump is usually when you start to see that improvement from cornerbacks. So I'm hoping that he really kind of takes the next step as far as being in better position, maybe creating some turnovers, and just feeling more comfortable on that end in general. Feel good about Amik Robertson. Obviously, he proved himself really well, especially in the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. But Rakestraw, another guy that I like to see get out on the field, but they kind of have guys that are just above him. Like, they're, you know, enough good guys right now that he's not really seeing the field like that. But, yeah, I'm excited. I think that it could be an area that they continue to improve in next year, but I think a lot of that hinges on Terrion Arnold's development because he needs to take a step forward.
Yeah, I mean, I like his speed. So he's always in that hip pocket. Mm-hmm. I think he cleaned up those turnovers. I mean, those flags. But yeah, maybe some turnovers, you know, maybe some turnovers.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I want to see him really kind of get his hands on the ball, make some plays, secure some interceptions, do something that kind of like leads us to believe, because you were picked in the first round. Like, the hope is that you turn into a number one cornerback eventually. So, hoping to see him kind of take a step forward.
So, do we think Reader will be a cornerback number one, or will it be Arnold?
I think Reed would be the cornerback one, but I think that they may play it by matchup as well, because Reed is a small guy. And he plays bigger than his size, but Carlton Davis was like 6'1". Like, he was very much a long, lanky kind of corner. Terrion has decent size as well. He's about 6 feet. So I think in some of those spots where you're playing a bigger corner, a bigger receiver, maybe you move Terrion to that person regardless of what they are as far as number one or number two. But In general, I'd expect that DJ Reed would probably take, like, if they're playing the Vikings, I would expect DJ Reed would take Justin Jefferson, at least for majority of the game. But who knows? Honestly, who knows? If Tarion kind of steps up, I could see it flipping.
Yeah, I think Tarion, that young bull gonna step up. I think so. So we gonna.
Yeah, he been posting his videos and grinding in the off season. I don't know if you saw he was in one of the Destroying videos.
I did see the thumbnail. I seen he was in the video, but I didn't watch the video. But
Yeah, he made like a crazy catch, and I'm like, okay, well, can you do that for us in the
we gonna get it popping. We gonna get it popping.
Yeah, no, for
I
sure. I
think
definitely
he will.
understand him. He seems like a really hard worker and a good kid. So, for sure. Well, yeah, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll chat about something that's not Lions related. But, if you're into some other stuff, then stick around.
All things Detroit, of course.
Facts.